that you're celebrating today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and celebrate and be glad. And it's so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Now, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's so good to be spending some time with you. And I'll tell you what, each and every program, we try to have maybe a main focus, main theme, so to speak, or we try to keep it at least. And today we're going to be focusing on God's amazing grace. I'll tell you what, unfortunately, this program's only about 30 minutes long. I don't even think there's enough time in the world to even scratch the surface of God's amazing grace. But we're going to talk about that today and our time remaining. So sit back, relax, unless you're driving. Don't want to do that. Liability issues and such. And enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Great is the Lord. He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves He is love.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord. He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord. He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves His love.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Here we are, of course, it's Sunday, October the 12th, 2014. Today we're talking about God's amazing grace. Well, pressed into service in the Royal Navy, John Newton was dismissed for insubordination and turned to a career of trafficking in slaves. And notorious for cursing and blasphemy, Newton served on a slave ship during the cruelest days of transatlantic slavery, finally working his way up to a captain. And a dramatic conversion on the high seas set him on a path to grace. He always felt a sense of undeservedness for his new life. He became a preacher, sharing the gospel, eventually a leader in a movement. And Newton appeared before Parliament, giving irrefutable eyewitness testimony to the horror and immorality of the slave ship. We also know him as the author of the lyrics of perhaps maybe the best loved hymn of all time, Amazing Grace. And Newton described any good in himself as an outworking of God's grace. In doing so, he stands with these great heroes, a murderer and adulterer who was King David, a coward, the Apostle Peter, and a persecutor of Christians, the Apostle Paul. And this same grace is available, friend, to all who call upon God. For in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my guilty lips.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We are alive, filled with your glorious light. Out of the dark, into your marvelous light. We are waiting with expectations. Spirit, raise us up, meet you, and let the church arise. Rise. Raise a song where we belong. Moving with power, bringing your name to the earth. Singing your praises, lifting up glorious songs. Spirit,
ashes and let the church fall to her knees and let us be light in the darkness and let the church arise. Come on, declare it tonight and let the church arise from the ashes and let the church. Let us rise, take our place, as lights in the darkness. Awesome. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow. Let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Say, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again. Say, let your wind, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind, let your wind blow. Let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow. Let the church rise, let the church arise from the ashes, and let the church fall to her knees, and let us be light in the darkness. And let the church arise, and let the church rise. Oh, let us rise. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love this song. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey. So good to be tagging along with you as part of your Sunday. I pray your weekend is just one filled with rest and just family time and such. Actually, yesterday, Saturday, was just a good day for our family. We didn't have anything on the calendar. We made some food in the crock pot throughout the day, watched some movies, just hung out, laughed. Kids got in trouble a few times, but that's normal in our family. But we had just a wonderful weekend yesterday, a day filled with family fun. And I pray the same is for you this weekend. And today we're talking about God's amazing grace. You know, the Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee is one of the most visited homes in the U.S. Did you know that? It was built in the 1930s and named after the original owner's great aunt, Grace. It later became famous as the home of Elvis Presley. And I love the name Graceland because it describes, though, friend, the amazing territory in which God placed me when he forgave me of my sin and made me his own. He took me out of the darkness and brought me into his own Graceland. The Apostle Paul says that the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many in Romans 5:15. I'll be forever grateful and thankful that the many that Paul talks about includes me and includes you as well, friend, that God's love has transferred me into the territory of his marvelous, infinite, matchless grace. Think of the blessing of being in God's Graceland, friend. Think about that. It is a realm where he has given us entrance into his presence and where the same grace continues to overflow into our lives on a daily basis.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
We're focusing on God's amazing grace today. Alexander White, the great Scottish preacher, once stood up in his pulpit in Edinburgh and said, "I have discovered the most wicked man in Edinburgh." Then he paused while the congregation eagerly awaited the name, whereupon the preacher continued, "Alexander White." Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Friend, that is the love of God. That is the mercy of God. And that is also God's amazing grace.
We are dead to sin and alive in Christ. We long to be a living sacrifice. Purify our hearts and cleanse our hands to live holy lives in your sovereign plan. We stand in grace. We stand.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Here in the death of Christ, I live.
display, then bursting forth in glorious day. Out from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his, and he
right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, October the 12th. My, oh my, time is just flying by. I thank you so much for letting me tag along with you today. And you can always find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Or you can email me, contact me if you got a song request, prayer request, or you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it is the Monday edition. Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Monday. Oh, boy, get ready for that. That's where we got to rely on God's grace right there. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.